Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
All right, so we have Lewis on the phone who's got a quite interesting predicament. Lewis, what do you got going on?
My question isn't about I love her list, my wife who cheated. It's about should I love her list a friend of mine about her cheating on me.
Yeah, you're going to have to explain this one.
Around the first year, my wife came clean to me about a coworker she'd been having an affair with.
Oh, that sucks.
I mean, I was devastated. But after a lot of counseling, a lot of the heartache, yelling, screaming, tears, talks, and thinking about it, I decided to give her another chance. And we have two kids, and she really is my best friend. But the problem is, when I was going through this, I told some of my closer friends. A lot of them disagreed with my decision to give her another chance. I guess it's understandable. But they're good friends, so they support me and have decided to do what's best, you know, to accept it, even though they may not accept what she did.
Right. I mean, people make mistakes, and it's big of you to forgive.
The problem is my best friend. I mean, I've known this guy like 18 years. Says he'll never speak to her again, and she better never come around him. I've asked him why he can't be like our other friends and just, you know, turn the other cheek, let it go, because we're all moving on. But he said when a man cheats, it's usually spontaneous and just a dumb decision, and no thought is really put into it. But that when a woman cheats, it's a plan. It's calculated, and she's got all the steps from A to Z in her head to get it done. I mean, he's told me that it's an affair with a coworker, so it probably started out, you know, casual, kind of playful, you know, maybe just flirting or talking, but then it turns sexual, and then it moves on to meetups around the office or around other coworkers, and then next thing you know, you're meeting in hotels, and the physical stuff turns into feelings, and it becomes a regular thing.
Oh, it sounds like it happened to him.
Right?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, it did. He's got cheated on.
So what he's saying is it's different when a man cheats because he puts no thought into it, just does it. And when a woman does, she's actually calculating this all out and puts a lot of thought into it.
Yeah, or that there's just more to it than just a random dumb decision, which is supposedly what all guys do. Like, I'm sure no guy ever planned, but whatever. The thing is, though, he has not let up. I mean, to the point where, you know, he's on her social media all the time, talking all kinds of stuff and making comments, like really nasty things. I mean, she just deletes her stuff. And she, you know, she lives on the gram and Facebook. And now she doesn't even want to post or get involved at all. And I love my wife, but I also, he's a good friend. I love him, too. I mean, do I cut him off or just listen to him bark until he gets done and hope he'll just stop and come around? I don't know.
Oh, see, this is a sticky situation for me because you want that ride or die friend.
Yeah.
You want that friend who's like, dude, don't put up with it. Here's the problem. You have to determine whether or not you're over the cheating thing because clearly it's still impacting your best friend, the one who's there for you, making all the good choices. I don't know, man. I would want that person with me to be able to go, dude, she cheated on you. She's going to do it again or has the potential to do it again.
Or you hope he's just one, like one of those dudes that eventually, you know, you fight for long enough and you just get bored.
Then you're like, okay, it's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, he called his wife his best friend, and that's why he got over it. I mean,
yeah, I mean, it's got a lot of moving parts. You know, I got two kids. I got a good friend. I don't want to just completely throw one of them away.
Phil in Minnetonka is saying as well, right, Phil?
He needs to communicate with his friend, say, hey, you know, this is my decision. I'm trying to make things work with my wife. 18 years is a long time to walk away from a buddy. I'm with Crisco. You want that ride or die friend.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to walk away from the guy. Just say, hey, man, can you lighten up on her? We're trying to fix things. And if it doesn't work, then by all means, you go all out and just damage her. But let us try here and respect that.
Right? You're like, come on, be there for me. I've been through a lot. I've made this decision. Please be my friend. But then what do you do if he can't, you know, start supporting him? Do you have to be done with this friendship?
Well, you tell him. You know, if you can't support this, man, I got to walk away from you. But I know you're my buddy. You're a great friend. We've been there 18 years together. We've been through thick and thin. And I'm sure you'll respect this, but I'm willing to say it. If not, I'm going to walk away. And I don't want to do that. So please don't make me do it.
Yeah. Right. And then, But then, like I said, I feel on the other side of it, like, how many times you let somebody cheat on you over and over again?
But it was one situation.
That we
it's
know
not
of.
Been right, but it's not been multiple times from what he's told us. It doesn't matter what we think or what his friends think. It's what he decided, right? He decided he's forgiving his wife.
Now he needs his friend's support.
But she's rotten. Oh, I'm sorry.
I mean,
I'm
it's sorry. Not great.
Sorry. I got a little heated on that.
You're right, Crystal. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Phil. You know what I'm shocked about and I actually love, since I started here at KS95 with Love 'Em and List 'Em, is a lot of guys give advice. I'm used to usually in these kind of situations, you get a lot of motherly, like, let me, you know, lead you down the right path, son, kind of thing. But we have a lot of guys like Sean in Plymouth. You say that you got to list the friend. That's what you you think, Sean?
Yeah, ultimately, when it comes down to it, he has to decide what his primary goal is. And if he wants to grow old with this woman, if he wants to stay married and raise his children, like the last caller said, you got to sit your buddy down and go, listen, I'm going to do everything I can to be with this woman. And you're making that real difficult. So either you get on board or you get lost.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, boy. You're not wrong about that, Sean.
I mean, don't you think? I mean, it comes a point where you have to choose your partner over a friendship.
Well, if he doesn't, then he's going to lose his wife. And if that's what he wants. Now, when he tells his friend to take a hike 2 years down the road, if she cheats again, his friend's going to go, ha ha, I told you so, and no, don't talk to me.
I know.
No, but as a guy, Sean, would you do that to one of your friends, or would you be like, you're an idiot, we're fine, let's go get Buffalo Wild Wings?
I want to say I would actually take him out for a beer and say, okay, it's your funeral, but I will march right down the road with you.
Right?
Yeah, because you can still, that's a good way to put it. You can still be like, yeah, you're an idiot, but I'm here. I'm just not going to. That would be hard for me, though, because I wouldn't want to go to anything. I'd be like, well, I'm not going to these events. I'm not going to parties with your kids. I'm just going to, I'll be your friend. And when you want to hang out, grab a beer, I'm there for you.
Just us.
Yeah, just us. I can't be a part of that side of things.
All right,
but
Sean.
You can't do that to your wife and be respectful.
Yeah. That's true. So I guess be disrespectful to your wife and be. No.
Oh, jeez. Oh, well.
So there might not be a path forward for them then. I don't know how that friend's going to get over it.
No. Thanks a lot, Sean.
That's a good point. I mean, what are texts saying? Because I think with phone calls, we kind of have a consensus already.
Yeah, it's pretty one-sided there. Somebody said, I think the friend is jealous that the guy was able to reconcile with his wife. List his friend. Though if he truly thinks it's going to work out, list the friend. But then there have been a few that say if he really forgave her, he would instantly be putting his best friend in his place. There maybe is something that's still bothering him and he's not actually over it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think the consensus is with the phone calls and I think the consensus with the text messages to wrap this, this Love 'Em or List 'Em up, put a bow on it. I think you just have to have that conversation with your buddy and just say, you either have to be the ride or die friend I know, or we're going to separate now.
Yeah, you harass my wife, who have I've chosen, and we're working through this. We can't be friends.
It's done. Yep. It's got to be done at that. Okay, thank you for your calls and your texts.